It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning here. It's 8:40 here on your Tuesday, June 24th. It is time now for our Community Connection, and I've got Morris Area School Superintendent Shane Munson. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Thanks for having me in today.
Absolutely. Haven't seen you in a couple weeks, so I just wanted to touch base and see what we've been, what you've been up to, rather. I do the same thing every day, but you're a very much more interesting human being. So, so what are we talking about today?
Well, the first is just the building update. We're finally through all the planning stages and approvals and all of those things. So they were in the build. We have construction manager on site from Bradbury Stam, and they're just beginning some plumbing work inside the building. So that's exciting to see. We'll plan a groundbreaking ceremony probably the week after the 4th of July. The outside work won't be starting right around that time, so you'll start to see equipment and actually some action happening after the approval of the building project that we're thankful to have, and we'll get that underway, and it's an exciting time. Obviously, as you're well aware, when you're renovating and adding on and doing things like that, even to your own home, it's an exciting time, but it also causes some things you have to work around, right? Planning and things just to make sure that we can get where we need to get to inside the building while work's being done in a safe manner, and then making sure we're ready to begin the school year in the fall. We need access to the entire current building we have, so they're working hard to get the connecting things done inside the building this summer, so when fall comes, it'll just be working inside the new addition that's going to be built. So nice. It's an exciting time at the school district. Certainly, as you see the work, if you want to stop up and take a look, there'll be fencing obviously around the building site, but you can certainly take a look at the progress that's being made. It'll be exciting to see, and it's going to be a beautiful addition and a world-class space for our students to learn in. So I'm excited for that too.
Yeah, that sounds really neat, and it's pretty impressive that they can get all that done in a matter of 2 months.
Yeah, it'll be moving along for sure, and so we should see some good progress shortly. Yeah.
All right. Very neat. What else do we have to talk about here? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Transportation. So, transportation for us means buses, vans, anything having to do with student transportation, activity buses. You know, going to activities and sporting events, all of those things. Have a long time, as long as Morris has been a school district, the district has owned and operated their transportation services. Due to times in the employee market and getting bus drivers has become more and more challenging. Currently, there's about 70% of the school districts in the state that contract their bus service out to a transportation provider. We looked at that over the last 2 weeks. We went out for a request for proposals. They're called RFPs. And two companies put a bid in to provide our transportation services. One was AxSMIT out of Browerville, and the other was Palmer Bus Service, which is out of Mankato. And last night, the school board had a work session prior to the school board meeting, and then during the school board meeting voted to contract our bus service or our transportation services out to AxSMIT Transportation out of Browerville. What that means for us